Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
So basically, I kind of got a festival boyfriend.
Whoa, what does that mean?
So, okay.
And another one.
Well, first off, it was an interesting way to kick off Coachella. So when I first got there, I got there at like 7 p.m.
On Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. My one friend wasn't feeling well, so she stayed back at the our place. And my other friend, we went together to the festival, and like 20 minutes in, she's like, I don't feel well. She's like, I'm like really, I feel nauseous. So make a long story short, she went to the bathroom. She was getting sick. She hadn't had a sip of drink or anything in her system. Gosh. We think it was food poisoning. Yeah. But basically, she had to go to the medical tent and get an IV. It was like a whole thing.
Jeez.
So this is how it started out. 20 minutes in, and she's like, I'm just going to go home. So in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm either going to just go home too and call it a night, or like, but let's be honest, I'm at Coachella. Yeah. I'm going to make the best of it.
Yeah, you're in your best life.
Exactly. So she leaves, and like right after she leaves, I walk up to the bar to get a drink, and I hear suddenly a guy call my name.
Damn.
And yes. I look over, and it's this really cute guy.
Did he have an accent?
No, he did not.
Okay.
He looked familiar, but I like could not place him. Mm. And he's like, "Hey, I'm so and so. We have mutual friends. I've met you a couple times." And I'm like, "Oh yeah," and I kind of put it together a little bit. And then he's like, and I kind of told him the story. I'm like, "Yeah, this has been a crazy Coachella so far, but an hour in, and my friend already left." And he's like, "Well, just come hang out with me and my friends. Like, just come chill with us. Like, you know, we're a cool group. Like, we'll have fun." So anyways, we end up like going, having a great time. Like, me and this guy are totally kind of vibing. Like, he's got really good energy, super cool. And we get to the end of the night, and all of a sudden it hits me. I'm like, I don't have my key card to get into the place where I'm staying.
Oh, nice move. There we go. I'm going to have to stay at your place.
Quick second, though. If you're following along in this story, Chelsea gets two of her girlfriends sick, right? So the odds are way better for her now.
Sorry, dude.
And, quote-unquote, forgets the keys of where she's staying.
Oh, whoops. I'm just a girl.
No, okay. So anyways, so I end up staying at this. He's like, just come stay at my house where we have a bunch of people there, whatever. So that ends up happening, whatever. Okay.
Wait. You end up staying over here. I love that. So I go over there, whatever. That ends up happening. Okay. Now we're at the Saturday. Moving along.
So Saturday comes along. And so I go to the festival with my friends. And, like, we're hanging out. And then I end up kind of losing them. Like, we're all kind of doing our own thing. And I'm kind of trying to find them, but phone service isn't good. And so I'm watching this band at this point, and I look over, and he's like feet away from me in the crowd. This same guy.
By chance.
Like, it's a serendipitous moment.
Oh my gosh, guys.
So then we just look at each other, we start cracking up. And then the rest of the day, we just end up like hanging out together. Like, we're kind of like partners in crime. Yeah. But the funny thing was that we had a bunch of mutual friends we kept running into there.
Yeah.
And every time we did, we'd be in these like, we would look like very much like a couple. So meaning like when you're walking through the crowd, you're always holding hands with someone, and we'd be doing that. And we'd see a friend, and they'd be like, "Oh, I didn't know you and so-and-so were dating." I'm like, no, we're not. Like,
just
it's not
Coachella
like
boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's it.
Then
just
there's
the
like
weekend.
Another point where like, he's like, "Hey, do you want to get on my shoulder so you can like see this thing better?" Which is like such a boyfriend girlfriend thing to do.
Do you want to take double peace signs and pictures in front of the Ferris wheel?
And he did that. At that moment, I run into like another friend. They're like, "Oh, Ewan, are you?" And I was like, "No, I mean, no, we're just hanging out."
We
whatever.
Actually do have audio from that first night you spent with him, though.
Okay, and let's not.
Here it is. Wow. Interesting, whatever that is.
Anyway, so this continues, and my friends are like, the whole time, they're like, "Oh, you and your festival boyfriend." His friends are like making jokes about us being a couple. And then even like the yesterday Sunday service, my friends were too tired, his friends were too tired. He's like, "Do you want to just go to Sunday service together and like have an adventure?" Which is Kanye's like big, you know, church service.
Awesome.
So we end up going together. Anyways, it was just really funny because literally the whole weekend it was like, "Oh my God, I feel like we're a couple now. This is like a boyfriend girlfriend thing."
So what do you guys gonna do now?
Yeah, you have Cinderella Man, and then you got Tinkerbell.
I know.
Over here.
Well, so that's kind of, I feel a little bit weird because then like Cinderella Man was texting me last night. And he's like, "So can't wait to see you Wednesday."
Damn,
and then this guy's
Kels.
Like, "Gotta see you soon." And I'm like, "I gotta."
Oh, this guy's like, "Hey, what do you want for breakfast?" While this dude's texting you.
There it is. I think you did get Tinkerbell, Chels.
Yeah, is that?
What Tinkerbell does. You know, spreads her fairy dust, and then you feel like you're flying.
Yeah.
So that's exactly how Homeboy made you feel this weekend.
Also, it was just a fun word to say.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. All right. There you go.
So, big dilemma for Chelsea. Co-Chelsea. Who's she going to end up this week with? Is she going to go for Cinderella Man or Tinkerbell?
Coachella Love Triangle.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.